Kriboisai, brand new perek, starting the Mishnah at the top of Tzadik Beis Omer Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoicher peris lachaveroi vizoron veloi tzamchu. Although the Mishnah uses the term peris, really the term that could be used would be zroim, seeds. Because as we'll see, we have over here a dispute between the mocher and the lekeach about peiros or seeds that were purchased by the lekeach. The lekeach used them for planting, and they were duds. They did not work. And any time that you go and sell something, there's an implicit warranty of merchantability or warranty that this is going to work, as opposed to something which is a dud. And therefore, Amoicha peiros lachaver, he sold peiros to his friend. And what did the friend do with those peiros? He wasn't interested in eating them. He was interested in planting them, presumably because of the seeds within the peiros. V'loy tzamchu, and it didn't work. Senish gigangen. And therefore the lekech is very upset that he wants his money back. What does the moicher say? What, I thought that you were going to go and plant them? I was sure you're going to go eat the peiros. And the peiros were delicious. It was geschmack. Did you tell me? So you see, the top rishvam amoicha peiros stam v'loy pirish. He was not mefarish im lizria im lachila. Neither the mocher nor the lekeach said we are selling it or buying it for purposes of planting or purposes of eating. But the zorn halekeach says rishvam v'loy tzamchu, and it didn't work. Okay, so continuing the Mishnah. Mishnah so far is just talking about normal, regular peiros, regular seeds. But the Mishnah says, "Vafila zara pishtan." Even if the person were to go and plant pishtan, flax, and guess what? And it didn't work. Also, enechai ba'achriyusan. So, what is the afilu? So, it's already logical, common sense. There's a major difference between pishtan and food. When it comes to food items, there's probably 50-50. 50% of the population is buying peiros to eat, and 50% is to plant new seeds for the next season, for the growing season. When it comes to pishtan, however, presumably 90% of the people that go and buy pishtan for purposes of, we don't mean to make out of it begodim, we're talking about now planting, so there's a very, very small percentage of people that eat from flax. In fact, years ago when I learned this Mishnah, I would say to myself, nobody eats flax. But today there's flax seeds. Therefore, flaxseed oil and other shit. But what percentage of flax seeds are used for eating or oil or that? Presumably 5%, 10%, maybe today, maybe 20%. But the vast majority of flax seed that people buy is for planting. And it didn't work. So, says the Mishnah, Inechai Bachriyusan, the moicher is off the hook. And he can say to the fellow, Mister, you didn't specify in the contract that you wanted to dafke have pishtan for planting. I thought you wanted pishtan seed for eating. Flax seeds is delicious, and I eat them all the time, and it's great, and you know. Wouldn't you say that there's an overwhelming roiv that most people go and buy flax seed for planting and not for eating, and therefore, why don't you go after roiv? And if you go after roiv, the lekeach should win, and the moicher should be chay bachrayis. What's going on?
Even if he told him that he's buying it to plant it, mm-hmm. How can the mocher be responsible for that? Maybe you didn't get enough water, you didn't get enough soil, you didn't get enough sun, how can he be responsible?
If there are other outside factors, you're right. But if it turns out, for instance, that you have a bika, a large valley, and there are 25 farms there, and everybody plants the same thing, flax seed to go and grow flax,
and it grows, but his stuff
and everybody else worked, and they all did exactly the same thing. The same workers, and the same irrigation, and the same fertilizer, and that. Everybody else worked, his didn't. So, Zokta Mishnah, Einichai Bachriyusam. What's the reason why? Why don't you go Basur Roiv? So we're going to see in the Rishbam momentarily, and this is going to be part of the major Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Shmuel holds that Ein Holchin V'Momin Acher HaRoiv. When do you go after Roiv? When it comes to Isur V'Heter. You have, for instance, the Teisha Chanoyis of Basar Shchuta or Basar Nevela, etc. Then you go Basar Roiv. Here, however, we're talking about Mominis. We have a dispute between the Moicher and the Lekeach. So, go Basar Roiv. So the Lekeach should be right, because 90% use flaxseed for planting, not for eating. That's Shmuel's halacha, and that's the halacha of our Mishnah. And based on this, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rav, as we'll see shortly. Well, let's take a quick look at the Rishbam. Well, before we get to Rishbam, just finish off the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer Zeroy Negina She'ein Ne'acholim Chaya Bachar Yusan. There are certain Zeroy Negina, that is, certain seeds for your garden, where those seeds are not eaten by anybody, except perhaps Nehemus or something, but otherwise they are inedible. The only thing that you use these Zeroyim for are for planting. Then Chaya Bachar Yusan, if they don't work, and no grass sprouted in your gina, then Chaya Bachar Yusan, and then of course the moicher has to go and pay. So Lechoira, Reb Shimon Gamliel is not arguing with the Tanakama. Lechoira is just being mashlim, the Tanakama. And he's saying, the Tanakama gave us two examples. Those things were 50-50. Some people go and eat, and some people go and plant. It didn't work. Then the moicher's off the hook. But I would think if you're talking about Zerapishtan, where 80-90% of the people go and use it for planting, and it didn't work, still ain't a chai bachar yusan, because you don't go basar roiv by mominus. However, lechoyra, everybody agrees with Shim Gamaliel, that if you're talking about the 100% of the people buy these seeds to plant, like Zeroyne Gina, which are inedible, oh, then if it doesn't work, it's a dod. Chai bachar yusan avad, and the moicher has to go and give him a full refund. So, although the Mishnah sounds like Tanakam Rishim Gamliel, but as we'll see from Rishbam, he says, Sher Rishim Gamliel Oimis, so it sounds like it's one and the same. And then the Rishbam says, Hochi Mefarish Begemar Mishim, we'll see tomorrow further. But let's take a look at the Rishbam, starting on the second line. Vizoran HaLekech, Lekech, use these seeds for planting. Veloit Samchu, and they didn't grow. So to Rishbam, loyimi boya peiros, the ikka dezavon lezriya, the ikka dezavon lachila. Not only the case of peiros, where 50-50 or 60-40, some people eat them, some people plant them, these zeroine peiros. Umatzila meimer, so then the moicher can easily say to the lekech, what do you want from my life? Lachila mecharet avloch, I was sure that you're one of the vast number of people, maybe 50%, maybe 60%, that buy this type of peri and this type of seed for achila, then come mechatois klaus. No, no mechatois. Ella, even the case of phila zora pishton, the roiv ha pishton hanikach ba'olam lizriya koinim oisai, the vast majority of pishton throughout the world, when people buy seeds for pishton, they buy it for planting, not for eating. The kivin, however, to give the ikka the zavin namlechlia, since there are some people that eat flax seeds, kinamrina luliva the kisna lukutcha, they used to go and put some part of the kisna, some part of the flax plant, flax seed, whatever, into the kutcha, into the kutcha, something similar to what we have yogurts today, a milchige dip. Everybody has Friday nights now, 28 different types of dips. This is, of course, a milchige dip because it has some milk products in it, but it's that type of thing. Anyway, ein lechai bachar yusan, the moicher is off the hook, to matzila meimer l'achila mechartiv loch. I sold it to you for achila. I, only 5%, use flaxseed for achila. To amoyna liyazlin and basaruba kedishmul b'gemara, when it comes to mominus, not l'gabi isur, but l'gabi mominus, you do not go bus arrive, like Shmuel will say in another couple of lines in the Gemara. However, the Dafka Zara Pishta, Mishtam the Chazil Achila, there are people, yes, that eat flaxseed and flaxseed oil, and yeah, Chazil Achila, even though it's only 5 or 10%, but there is a market for it. Alva Zorani Gineke going Zara Kruv the Kaflut, Shein Nechel Kalal, Kruv is cabbage and Kaflut it leeks. So, although people go and eat cabbage and people eat leeks, but nobody goes and eats the seeds of the cabbage and the leeks. Do you know anybody that eats cabbage seeds? I didn't hear of anybody. She'ein nechal klal, it's inedible. Chai bachar yusan. Sherab shim gamliel oimer. Like the Mishnah continues, zera negina she'ein nechalim chai bachar yusan. And Rishbam is saying thing that pshat in the Tanakama. So it's obvious on the Rishbam that he's saying that these two shitois go together, Tanakama and Rishim gamliel. Okay, so now Zokti Yigmar. We're going to bring now a parallel situation. Itmar, ha-moiches shor l'chaveroi. You have a person who deals in oxen, and he sold a shor to his chaver. V'nimtza nakhon, and we find out there was a nakhon. Rishbam quickly points out, not that we found out, not that it became a nakhon subsequent to the sale, because then maybe the lekech is doing something wrong. But he finds out after he bought it, the lekech finds out that this animal was already a nakhon from before. Everybody, all of his neighbors say, you bought that char? Are you nuts? Do you know how many accidents or how many gorings this char has already caused? It's damages and hezek and nakhon. And they say, oh, I am terribly upset. Oh, he goes back to the moicher. Moicher, I don't want this char. The moicher says, what did you want this char for? Aren't you going to use it for shechita? Aren't you going to go and shecht it? If you're going to shecht it, it makes no difference if it's a tam, a nakhon, or whatever. We're not talking, of course, a lachik nakhon, a shor mu'ud, where bezin is already paskin that goes lamisa, because then it becomes osir ba'no. But we're talking about a situation where we know that this is a goring animal. You put this animal among three other animals, it doesn't take a minute, and immediately he explodes, either for political reasons, he was upset that the others are Democrats and he's a Republican, or whatever it happens to be, immediately starts goring everybody else. Anyway, I thought, says the Moicher, you're going to go and sheft it. Who cares? Says Lekech, what are you talking about? I want it liradya. Liradya means for harisha, for working in the field, for plowing. And for plowing, I can't deal with an akhan because it's going to immediately go and gore its chaver. You always take a pair of oxen with a tzemed bokar for working in the fields. And even if you don't, he's going to go and be nageach the workers that are working with it. I can't deal with that. So we have now, again, a dispute between the Moicher and the Lekech, where the Moicher says, I thought you're buying it l'shchita, and Shmuel's, and not Shmuel, and the Lekeach says, thank you, that I want to buy l'radya. L'radya means for working. And, as we'll see in the Gemara, normally there's a major differential in price, because something that you want to just shecht on the market, okay, so it has its price for meat. But if you want to go and use it for another 20 years or whatever for plowing, then it has a much greater price, because I'll use it in Yetzir Hashem for the next 10 to 20 years, and then after that, when it becomes old and feeble, then we'll go and shecht it. So I get so much more hanah. So we have now a dispute between the Moicher and the Lekech, who's right and who's wrong. Rav Omar is a Mekach Tois. The whole thing is a Mekach Tois. He can give the shor back to the original Moicher and get a full-fledged refund, full money-back refund. Zizuk Rav. Shmuel Amar, Yochalei Malay. No, the Moicher can go and say, the Shechita Mechayet of Loch. I thought it was for the Shechita. Now, before we continue on, L'choyre, if we had to bring a raya from our Mishnah, we would say our Mishnah is smack like Shmuel. Because what did we say in our Mishnah? Even though the Lekech says, oh, I wanted it to use it for Zeria, and therefore, why did you give me a dot? It didn't grow. I planted it, and the whole thing didn't grow. Zoktach Shmuel, Yochaloi Maloi, the Moicher could go and say, not l'shchita mechartav loch, but I sold it to you for purposes of eating. Was I to know? Did you tell me? Was it in the contract? Did you specify that this is going to be used l'radya for harisha? I thought you were going to go and use it for shchita. Similarly, did I know that you wanted to use it for zriya? Most of my customers, when they go and buy peiros, they go and buy it l'achila. And even Zerapishtan. Okay, Gzuntite. Although most of the customers use it for purposes of Zeria, but 5 or 10% tell me that they always add it to their salad, the flaxseed, or they put flaxseed oil, and blah, blah, blah. And in Holch Mochmanach Roiv, I couldn't care less about Roiv. Since I have, there is a distinct audience out there that uses it for purposes of Achila. How was I supposed to know you want it for Zeria? Says the Mishnah, Chai Bachar Yusan. And that's what Shmuel says. Yochalai Malai, how was I supposed to know the Raja? I thought it was L'shchita. So that's why Rishbam said that L'chayra, our Mishnah is like Shmuel. And Mechim will see on the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to challenge Rav and Shmuel based on several Mishnayos, including our Mishnah. We'll see that in Mechim shortly. Okay, anyway, so back to Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Harizim Mekach Tois, a person can go and say, I didn't want a Nakhon, I wanted a nice, timid, docile animal that's going to do the beautiful harisha in the field. And Shmuel said, I thought the Moicher says, Shechita Mechartav Lach. So, Freitim Ravalech say, why don't we go and look at the circumstances and see, should the Moicher have been aware implicitly, even though it wasn't explicit, but implicitly, that the Lekeach meant it for Radya, and let's decide based on that. Now, let's try to bring evidence to go and help us out. Velech say, Igavre dezoven lenachasta. Lenachasta. The word nachasta is an Aramaic form meaning shchita, for eating, for shchita, for eating. E laradja laradja, or is it the type of person that uses it for going and plowing in the field? Meaning, who is the lokech? Is he a shochet? Is he a butcher that's in the business of buying, selling, dealing with meat? Or is he a farmer that has, Baruch Hashem, many other oxen, and now he bought another field, or one of his oxen is not well, in fact, maybe he sold it for meat, and now he needs a brand new one. So let's see who the lekech is. And Rishbam says, we're presuming we're talking about a situation where it's a small shtetl, where the mochen knows the lekech, he knows him not just from today, he knows him for years, and he knows exactly what his vocation is and what his profession is, and he knows, is he in the meat business? Is he in the farming business? This lekech is a multi-talented individual, and he is both a farmer during the day and a shochet at night, or vice versa. So in other words, he does both. So the fact that he happens to be well-known to the meicher, he's well known as a customer for both types of shvarim, both for a shor for shchita, and he's a customer for shor for radya. I'll break you more, but let's see.
Let's look at the mocher. Is the mocher a cattle dealer?
That doesn't matter.
Why? If he's a farmer,
if he's a farmer and he's selling it, is he selling it to another farmer? Or is he selling it to shor?
No, but I have the best cows for plowing, and that's what he does. I'm known for that.
That doesn't matter, because if it's even if it's the best cows for plowing, if it's a cow at the end of its useful lifespan, he'd be selling it for shlita. It doesn't matter. The mocher doesn't matter. It's the purchaser's identity.
You know, it should be on the mocher. Come on, he's got the product.
So
to avoid all the problems later on of having to have to exchange later on, he should have a sign that these cows are for shechita, whatever. We should make it clear.
I see. Obviously, you're on the moicher side, but yeah. Taking now the lekech side, lekech is saying, you know, I don't go and buy animals every day of the week. You don't see me here constantly buying more and more and more cattle. You should have known that the one that I'm buying was for purpose of Ridya. At least you should have asked me. You should have told me what the situation is. Don't just go and just dump your worst shor on me, the one that's most dangerous and hazardous. You didn't say a word about it. And the moicher says, you didn't ask me. You just told me you wanted a shor, and since you happen to be a part-time butcher, I figured you're going to butcher it right before Hashem. So you have tzedadim lekan ulekan, which way you should go. So for Eitimara, I have a good idea. Let's see what the price was. There's bound to be a major differential in price between one and the other, because an animal that you're just going to go and shecht, that's it. So it only has the value of the beef for how many pounds it is, times whatever the price is for flanken and for roast beef and for this and for that. However, if you're talking about radya to go and do work in the field, so you're hoping at the end of days, in 5-10 years, you're going to go and check the animal because you'll have no further use. But in the meantime, you'll be able to use it for plowing and working and coming and going and for freight and whatever you use animals for. And that being the case, you should command a much higher price. Says Zimura, under normal circumstances, you're right. And normally that would be indicative of whether the sale was for the Raja or for Nechasta. Leitzricha dayakir bisra v'kam b'dmei Raja. Right before Yom Tov, there was a shortage. Everybody wants to have meat for all the Suda, especially if you have a 3-day Yom Tov. Everybody needs meat. And guess what? There was a shortage in the marketplace, and the price of beef went up, and it equated now the price of the Raja. Normally it wouldn't, but that was the situation at that time. So therefore the price, again, is not your indicator. So, Oy Bazoi, how do we paskin like Rav Shmuel? Frank Tamar, 1 second, I don't even understand why Rav and Shmuel are arguing. Not that there is not a halachic issue between whether the onus is on the mocher, on the lekech, that I understand. But what's the practical argument? Ihochi lemay nafkemina. Who cares? If you're telling me that both Raja and the Chasta are exactly the same, so the lekech who bought it should be able to find somebody else who needs a cow, who needs a shor for Nechasta, for Shechita. After all, before Yom Tov, you tell me there's a shortage, so obviously there's a market for it. So let him go and peddle this animal around until he finds somebody that will buy it. He'll give him the full amount, because you tell me that's the same price, and he'll take that amount and he'll go back again to the same moicher, another moicher, and he'll buy one of the Raja. Well, what's the issue? So Timon Nafkimino Letircha. There's a big Letircha involved over here. I, the farmer, I wanted to use this shore this morning to go and plow my karka, and you're telling me, no, you can't do that now. Since this happens to be a nakhon, you're going to have to go and sell it to somebody else and buy a new animal. Oh, that means a whole day, 2 days, I'm going to be busy with this, trying to find a person that wants to buy an animal, I'm going to have to sell it to him, and then buy a new one. So therefore, there is a big difference between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says lekech to the moicher, you have that tircha. After all, that's the business that you're in. You figure out who you're going to sell it to. I don't want to have to sell it to anybody. And Shmuel says, no, the moicher can say to the lekech, since you didn't stipulate what the show was for, I thought it was for shechita. What do you want from my life?
It's your headache.
It's your problem, not my problem. Let me ask you another question. What are we talking about in terms of the mocher? Does the mocher have money? Does he have funds? Or does he not have funds? Let's assume that the mocher is pretty tight, and the money that you gave him for purposes of selling this shor, he took that money and immediately gave it to the bank to pay for a mortgage payment, or to pay off interest, or he sold it, sent it into the government to go and pay for estimated taxes. So at the moment, he doesn't have a penny to his name. So, if he really has no money, so why is Rav saying, Mekach toys, go and sue the moicher has to go and pay you? Liyakov Turah Bezuzah, he should just hold on to the shor, not only as his collateral, but as payment for the damages. The Ami Inchi, there's an expression, Min Mori Rashvasech Pari Ephra. Mori Rashvasech means the loive or the debtor that owes you money. Rashbam says the word Rashvasech is related to the word Leisia Lechenoisha. Chenoisha is a person who's trying to collect money from a debtor who's not paying. So Min Mori Rashvasech, from your loive, Pari Ephra. Even take bran. Now bran, of course, today is a popular item. People say it's good for the nutrition and all that. Years ago, bran was considered to be a machal behema. And at best, the animals were given it for cattle fodder. So people look down upon bran, you know, as it's basically worthless in terms of human consumption. Yeah, okay, it had some value for animals. So if your loiva says, I have no cash, then take whatever he's willing to give you. If he's willing to give you bran, take that. At least take something. That being the case, says Gemara, if you're talking about a moicher that has no money, then grab this animal. You don't have to grab it. It's already in your rishus. But take it and do the best that you can with it. Try to sell it as quickly as possible. So why are you fighting now moicher lekech? That's what you have is your best form of compensation from the moicher. Sell it and try to do the best you can. We're talking about a moicher that Baruch Hashem has funds. And now the lekech wants to get a refund. He wants to get his money back. Rav Omar Harizem Mekach Toys. Since the whole purpose that the lekech bought it was for Liradja, for plowing in his field, he says, this is a Mekach Toys. This is a dud. I can't use this animal if it's a nagchon. Eng lechon Mekach Toys godel mizesh. Shreitach the lekech. Says Rav Harizem Mekach Toys. Basarubas linan. Uveruba Liradja Zavni. In this town or this community, roiv of the people were buying it for Radya, they were not buying it for Basar. Presumably, since he happens to be a cattle seller and dealer, he's not in the business of even selling meat for the butcher or for Shechita. For that, you go to the butcher store, you don't go to the cattle dealer. So most of his customers are buying the Radya. So you go Basar Roiv. If you go Basar Roiv, then you tell the Moicher, you're out of luck, you gotta give him a refund. When you're talking about Isurim, Rishbam gives the classic case of Teisha Chanoyas, Moichas Basa Shchuta, and Achas Mecheres Basa Neveila. What happens, the Nimtza, Helichacha Roiv? Of course, it depends on what happens, called Kavur Mechza Mechza Dami, or you find in the street, called the Porish Meruba Porish. But you see, when it comes to Isur, you have the right to go after Roiv. However, when it comes to Mominus, you don't go Basar Roiv. You have a dispute over here between the Moicher and the Lekeach. And therefore the Muchsik is the one that has the upper hand. Who's the Muchsik?
The Moicher has the money.
The Moicher has the money. You want to get that money back? You go and prove that you intimated, that you said, that you suggested that you needed this cow for, you needed this ox for purpose of plowing. You didn't mention a word. You didn't breathe a thing. How was I supposed to know? If he would have said, I need it for Raja, and he gave him one which is a Nakhon, then everybody would agree, of course, that's a Mekach Tois. I can't go and deal with a Nakhon for purposes of Raja. However, but he didn't say anything. You go and prove that you said something. That was your intention. I'm not interested. That you had that in your mind is wonderful, but your mind didn't speak. If you would have spoken up, it's a different story. You didn't say a word. I sold you a Nakhon, it's yours, done. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And now you see in the parentheses, Siman Isha, V'Eved, Shor, Shvorin, Upeirois. The reason why we have the Siman is because the Gemara is going to ask now five kashas from five separate Mishnayos or Brises. Sometimes the kash will be on Rav, sometimes on Shmuel. The final one is Peirois. That's our Mishnah HaMoicha Peirois, and that Mishnah we're going to see tomorrow. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha from our Mishnah on Rav. Because the Rishbam already explained that a Mishnah L'Chayr goes like Shmuel, that you don't go Basarayv, even though 90% of the people that buy flaxseed, they buy to go and plant flax and make linen out of it, and make linen garments and linen sheets and stuff like that. But since it's 5 or 10%, you aim Holchanacharayv. And you see the same thing, Shmuel says, you only go Basarayv by Yisr and not by Mamanis. And that will be the Kasha tomorrow on Rav, what's up to you?
Shmuel swore. I mean, first of all, you know, after Rav and Lahatos, and just logically.
What's the Mechavel of Araya?
Pardon?
I'm what's the Mechavel of Araya? The Mocher is the Mochzik. Prove. You don't like, you have regret, you don't like the shore. Okay, too bad. You didn't stay.
The majority cases, I would say, you know.
The majority doesn't work with money. Mm-hmm. Money requires Mochzik.
I'm asking why you say that when it's obvious that.
It's not obvious.
I would say you're disadvantaging the lokeach here.
You're threatening all the sellers with buyers being able to come back and go, I changed my mind. I want my money back.
If it's a majority, it's only.
No, it's not.
I like Ravi and Shmuel,
but Shmuel here is
he has the winning card. That's what you.
But Yisr eating chas v'shalom, somebody eating trade.
Well, we follow Rav and Yisr the Heter, and we follow Shmuel and Dina.
No, but you know something like Yisr that you're going to go after Rove, and you're going to possibly, you know, eat something.
Right.
But money comes, you're lax.
You're asking a very logical question. But you see clearly that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel hits this question on the head, and he says he addresses it. The din of roiv, you go roiv. That's only my yisr. When it comes to mamonis, you don't go basaroiv, but rather you go after the mochzik. Zog the Gemara. First kasha, the kasha from Isha. Meisvei, who Isha shenis armala, shenis almana, oy niskarsha.
Yes.
Very good, very good.
This is the Gemara on Memvav is where we have this. And look at the Shasha Shas. This is Shashanach Sapara, and that's where Simchas is.
So why Taki don't split it down a little bit in the Moichra and the Lekeach over here? He says, I thought you needed it for purposes
because
of...
Because Simchas was on vacation. He was... this is Baba Basra.
Well, because there
to Florida.
In the case of the Paro gave birth, we don't know.
Right.
Okay.
So since you have raised
the issue, turn back, please, to Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph, and you'll see in the Rishvam, which is 6-7 lines into the middle lines, the line, the Rajbam begins L'shchita Mechartav Loch. You have that? Brother Shai?
Not yet.
Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph.
Yeah.
In the middle of the middle lines,
yeah.
Approximately 7 or 8 lines in, yeah. The last word on the line is L'shchita. The next line is Mechartav Loch.
Yeah, got it.
So Rajbam, the Ika Dizavan L'shchita, V'rubalav Klomo. This is, according to Shmuel, Roiv is zero. Since there are people that want to buy Shchita, Roiv is Lav Klomo. V'hava lei kipalga upalga. So it's now like 50-50. The Moicher says, I thought you meant this, and the Lekech said, I meant that. V'mitzchol l'varai. Freitach yet, Brother Shai, v'afilis sumchiz. D'yom v'perik shenor shenogiz apart. The Moimanimut v'safik cholkin. So why don't you go and say, split it. V'kayim alon kavase, we hold him. Like him. The sosol antana hasam kavase, in that Mishnah. Says Rajbam Hani Midika going shore shinoga chesapora the nimtza uber betzida the ain yadua lebezdin. Hey choya hamaisa. There's not a question here of the law, there's a question in the facts. Nobody knows for sure when this Uber was born. Was born exactly, like the Rishbam says, Im Yolda Koidim Nikicha Yachake. Vafilatoin Chad Minayu Tanis Bari. Even if it's a Bari Vishema situation, I'm in Hasam, Kamay Saba, Vyobam, etc., etc. Nevertheless, there it's still, as far as Bezin is concerned, it's an open issue, Begabi the facts. Of course, if one of them has Aiden that says it was born before, it was born later. But until then, he can try Chai Vekayim, no, it was born before, and therefore the Negicha, and it was afterwards. You can say what you want, but there is no proof. That being the case, it's an issue of fact. Issue of fact, 50-50, mona mukla safik chokin. Skip three lines. Abul hacha, sh'on yoidim hecha yamaisa. We know exactly what happened. The moicher sold to the keach, in the case of our Mishnah, the zirainim, and in the case of the Gemara, the animal. Look at the contract. Look at the receipt. Does it say anything about it? It's l'rajil and chasta. It doesn't say a word. And now, after the sale is over, the lekeach finds out for the first time that this was already a confirmed hazardous, dangerous animal. We go after the one that has the better taina. Since according to Shmuel, roiv means nothing. It's not incumbent upon the moicher to go and say, oh, by the way, what do you need it for? Do you need it for plowing a big field, a small field? Do you need a big animal, you need a small animal? What does the mate look like, the other animal that you're mating it to? Is it big, is it small? Large, right? Is it strong, is it weak?
Will they plow well together? Will they not match up?
That's not my moicher's headache. If you go to a car salesman and you say to him, I want to have a car. Okay, so he's going to start asking, well, what purpose? Do you need to go up the mountain? Do you go down the mountain? Do you need a huge car, a small car? What do you want? I want a car that has 6-seater. Well, I think you should be better off with an 8-seater. Mister, I want a 6-seater. I want an 8-seater. In other words, the lekech is the one that makes up his mind what he wants. If he doesn't know, he'll say to the car, can you explain to me what the malice of this over that and that? So then they're going to discuss it. But here, he knew exactly what he wanted. He wanted a shor l'raja. Nuzogepes. Say that you need the raja. The moicher says, you just need a shor. Here. Take any of the shvarim. You need a recommendation. This shor is a great shor. He thought it was the shechita. It's not hoyle the moichel if I shall lekech avle the meimer. The raja could be in a lay. But late pirish if said he is the one that loses out. There I ought to say it's a mekach tois. Why the hasam yain katov minei the moicher behedya? There it says in the contract of buying 50 barrels of wine. Some people want choymitz. Wine is not chaymitz. Chaymitz is not wine. Wine is wine, and vinegar is vinegar. But a shor is a shor is a shor is a shor. They're all the same. This is a nakhan. This is the raja. You should have said something. You didn't say anything. It's your own problem. That's the svara of Shmuel. But he addresses your issue of sumchis. When do you say when cholkin? If there's a question in fact, there's no question in fact over here. There's a question in the law. Question in the law. Mechaveri olav haraya. Let's ask the first kasha. This lady never became an almana, or she became a grusha, and she wants to collect her ksuba. Now, how much is a ksuba? We know that if she was originally a psula when she married, she gets a ksuba of
200.
If she was an almana when she got married originally, she only gets a mana. Almana, only a mana. Aha, so now we have a dispute. This is 10, 20, 30 years later, and we are now fighting over how much is the amount of the ksuba. The oimer is psula nesasi. Don't you remember? I was a psula at that time. Vu oimer, either the husband, or if she's in Salmana, the heirs, the children, or maybe there are no children, maybe the trustees, or the guardians, or whatever. Vu oimer like, Yelman, this is prove it to you. I was under the impression all along that you were an alman at the time. And so therefore your ksuba is only 100. She should go and bring her ksuba into Bezin and look into it. So Rishbam already asked the kasha, five lines before the wide lines. It's either, she says, avadati ksuvasi. I'm sorry, I lost it, I can't find it. After all, we've been married for 20, 30, 40 years, I don't hold my...
In that case, she loses out because she can't claim something.
Well, let's see what the Gemara is going to say. That, to end, is avadati. Inami bin makim she'en koisun ksuba. Can mefarish be ksuvas? Back himself ksuvas. We already dealt with this at length. Go and look up. Ksuvis, what is Tafches? Look, Daf Tezayin. So go into the archives and pull up the shir on that daf tezvav in tezayin in ksuvas, and you'll hear the whole discussion. But for our purposes, as the Gemara, we don't have a ksuva, we have no edim as to whether she was a psula almana. What do we do? This is up to Mishnah. Im yesh edim she ought to be numa. If in fact there are no edim that say concretely that we know that she was a psula versus an almana or vice versa, but they do know about circumstantial evidence. What's the circumstantial evidence? And yesh edim she ought to be numa. There are edim that say that she went out be numa. Be numa means with a veil, and apparently the only women that wore veils were psulais. An almana or a grusha, a zivik sheni, didn't wear a veil. And similarly, the reason why it has such an interesting name, veil has a name, hinuma, so the Gemara Maseches Ksuba says, because just like you find in the very Hasidic circles, very Haredish circles, the veils are very, very thick, and therefore the kala cannot see through it. That being the case, often the kalas, if they were fasting and they were tired and all the rest, they sometimes would be misnamnim. They would start dozing off with the veil in front of their faces because they can't see anything. It's all dark. So they would go and be misnamnim, which means to doze. That's how we got this interesting name, hinua. Anyway, so if you have edim that the kala went out 20 years ago, 50 years ago, bihinuma, veroisha peru, or that she her head was not covered, meaning that she was not wearing a sheitel or tichel or anything like that, then ksuvasa masai. You can rely on those edim, that the edim say, these are all nice indicia, it's not 100% clear, but circumstantial evidence, that she's a psula, and she gets masai. That's the halach in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is a medayik. Ta'amadik edim. It's only because there are edim that say, binuma v'reisha perua. Halak edim lai. But if there are no edim, no. V'amai. Why do you need to come out to edim? Lema helech acharoi v'anoshim. According to Rav, that says, that not only the gabi isur, but even the gabi mominis, you go after roiv, nu roiv v'anoshim nefsulis nesois. Most women get married when they're psulis, not when they're almanis. A zivik sheni is a relatively
infrequent.
Today, unfortunately, there are a lot of gittin. But years ago, a get, whoever heard of a get? You know, this was a very, very rare thing.
Scandalous.
Exactly. And shandana harpa, exactly. So that's the way it was years ago. Whether it was better that way or not better that way, you can argue from today to tomorrow, but it really it's of no relevance. The point is, certainly at that time, and presumably even at this time, Roiv and Noshim get married when they're psulais. And they have had miut, and only a small percentage are almonois, and even a smaller percentage than that are grushois. Ah, and therefore says the Gemara, oh, says, so forget about Edom, just go Basar Roiv. Is the Chayrish Dark Akasha on Rav? The Rav said in the Omer Aleph, by Mamanis, you go Basar Roiv. Omer Avina, I'll tell you why. The reason why we don't go to Basar Roiv is Misham, the Ikala Meimar Roiv Noshim Besulais Nisois, Umiat Almanis, like we just said. V'chol Hanis Psula, Yesh Lo Koil. Wherever you have a chasa with a psula, there is a koil. People know about it. Why do people know about it? So Rishbam says because it's a much more leibedika chasana.
Like the 7 days of Sheva Brachos instead of three.
Very good.
It's much more celebrated, much more leibedik.
Most chasanas that you nowadays, you have 500, 600, 800,000 people, whatever, I'm a shigas, but that's a separate story. By Ibsula. By an almana, it's usually a quiet affair. You have 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, you know.
Dinner and restaurant, and that's it.
Exactly. Something like that. Right. So, six or seven lines from the bottom of the Rishbam, you'll see it says, Yesh lakol, mitach sheyesh simcha b'nisui psula, because there's a big taram b'simcha, you have to have a 20-man band, and the three types of chazonim and all that, is niskarim b'bnei other people remember, I was at the chasa, I remember, shoo, it was a what a chasa, over the top,
and the shmorg was great.
The shmorg was great, and then, and after a full meal,
Venus
table, wow, shoo, okay, anyway, so zokti gemara, mishum de'ikala meim reim nashim psula, you're right, there's a roif. Umir almanas. However, v'chol nisoyis psula. Every case, he says, v'chol hanisoyis psula. Anybody that marries a psula, yesh l'kol. Everybody knows about it. B'zu, and this, hoyu v'ein l'kol, it's now years later, and nobody remembers the chasen and how leibedik and how simchit. You can only know from the fact you have two edim at the hinuma. Without those edim, nobody remembers the beautiful, elegant, great chasana and the simchadika chasana. How could that be? Because Ein Lo Kol, Isra Lo Ruba. That roiv has now a reyesa. Normally, roiv is right against the miut. However, here, you have the roiv on one side, the miut plus the absence of a koil on the other side, that already undermines the roiv, and we're not going to go and follow the roiv, but rather, what are we going to go and say? You have to rely on Edom, what the Edom say. At least they said Shiyatsarinu, but without Edom, even though normally I would say go Basar Roiv, but here the Roiv is undermined because there's no Kol in town. Freytimar, you just said a very strong statement. Kol HaNisus P'sula Yesh L'Kol. Freytimar, Kol HaNisus P'sula Yesh L'Kol. And then people's memories will remember it years and years later. Ike Edom Mayhava. Why are you even talking about it? Oh, but if they're Edom, Inuma, then we can rely on the Edom. Midles l'kol, if in fact there is no kol in town, when you're telling me kol hanisoyis psulis is always a kol automatically, and here there's no kol, then sadi shakri ninu, then these Edom must be telling shkarim, because somebody would remember that there was a gevaldi gechasana, and therefore there would be a kol known throughout the community. The fact that nobody remembers a word, anything about this chasana, it sounds like this was a clandestine chasana behind closed doors.
Of a grusha
or an almon or something. They didn't want to make a big fuss about it. They wanted a private affair. They only gave out, like you give out by a breakfast, by a bris. They didn't even have fleishik. So, it's a small little nothing. If that's the case, these Edom that say, oh, but we remember it was Binuma of Rosh Perua. If nobody remembers it was even a chasana, you're telling me that you saw it, Chomoyra, that these are Edom Shakranim. Says Yimara, I'm going to just make a small tikkun. Instead of saying, Kol Hanisois Psuli Yesh Kol, El Roiv Hanisois Psuli Yesh Len Kol. Biderach Klal, if there's a chasana in the Psula, usually, most of the time, 75%, 80%, Yesh Len Kol. But, the zoo, hoyu ve'ein l'kol, in our case, there was no kol, isra la ruba. So the way Rishbam explains it is, you basically have now a clash of two roivs. What's a clash of two roivs? On the one hand, roiv psulois nisois. Most, roiv noshim psulois nisois. Most women get married when they are psulois. So that's a roiv on one side. But then there's a roiv on the other side, that roiv of such chasanis, there's a koil that remains in people's minds for a long, long, long time. And in this case, nobody remembers it. Okay, it's not that kol hanisois yesh len kol, but roiv. Ah, so I have a roiv that says that she got married when she was a psula, because roiv noshim get married with a psula. I have a roiv that says that she was probably got married when she was almana, because nobody remembers anything about the fact that there was a chasana years ago. So I have a roiv against roiv. They cancel each other out. That's why the Mishnah says, let's try to find Edom, at least about circumstantial evidence. If you find Edom, she has to be Numa, Rosh Perua, then she's going to get her 200. So we ask the Kasha on Rav, the Chayr, we should go after Roiv. Says, maybe Rav is right, we go after Roiv, but here the two Roivs, one against the other. So Tosha Masel, let's ask a second Kasha. Hamoycha Ever the Chaveri. Shani, where have you been until now?
I'm trying to take this place. I've been waiting for
okay.
To get ready to leave, so no one could take this place, but...
You try. Roiv people certainly couldn't take this place. Maybe a meal.
Okay.
Yeah. Ariel, have a great day. Thank you for joining us. Toshima. Ha-moyicher ever l'chaber. Person A.
Just in time.
Yeah. You go to the slave market, and you go and buy an eved. Ha-moyicher ever l'chaber. And he brings it home. Then him to after he gets home, he finds out that this Eved has a very negative pedigree. And that is that he's a ganav or a kubyustus. A kubyustus means he's a kidnapper. Rambam says he's a going in the fascist. Hey, boy, is it terrible. And now the lekech says, I didn't want an Eved like that. I want a nice, honest person with honesty and integrity and all the rest. Higioi, sorry lekech, you're stuck with him. Okay. Higioi, he got him. In other words, you're stuck with this Eved, Ganef, or Kabustis. However, if he wasn't just an Ganef or Kabustis, but he got an upgrade, if he found out about this Eved that he was a listed Mezuyan, he's a person that's wanted for highway robbery.
Oh. Venezuelan gangbanger.
Whatever, a mafioso or whatever. Yeah. Or that he is already, there's already a psak from the Supreme Court that he needs lehoring, that he has to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's already a psak in on him.
I see.
So now all we need is for the marshal to the police to find him, and we take him to the gallows. In such a case, I'm a loy, the lekiach can go and say to the moicher, Mr., I can't take an eved like that. I give you back your eved. The reason why this is so different than the first case, says Rishbam, the gavra katila zovinle. You sold me dead flesh, dead meat. The guy's a dead guy. List the mezuyan, and when the other mafioso find him, bang, 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 bang. Or when the malchus finds him, he's going to go up in smoke very quickly.
You know what the irony?
What's the irony?
On the placard, it said, wanted.
Oh, he's very
wanted.
Good.
He's not.
He's unwanted.
Unwanted. Oh, very good. Beautiful. That's very ironic. Anyway, so now having brought this Mishnah, Reisha, my time, why do we say that if the Lekech finds out that he's a Ganef or Kubiostis Higioi, what's the reason why? My time, Elamishim Deruba, Hoch Yisnu. Because presumably, Roiv of Avodim have that type of blemish. Look at the top Rishbam. Reisha, my time, Higioi. Male Eilucha Mum Godel, Migadev a Kubiostis. I don't know why he says Eilucha Godel, we have, if he happens to be a Lissamazuyan or Mukhtar Laval. Okay, it's an expression. This is a tremendous blemish. I want an Evid who's going to be a god of a Kabustis. By tomorrow, I'll be missing half of my jewelry and furniture, my investments and my silverware and my cash and all that. Maybe he'll even kidnap Chatzah Shalom, my wife, for one of my kids. Yeah, I kidnap her. But Philohi Konalekeach. The Avagav Lekibel Olav Mumim Befeish. There's nothing in the contract that says, yeah, I'm happy to go and take a blemished guys and blemished goods. No problem. I got no good. So that's all fine. So what's the reason why? Zutrishbam La Mishim Deruba. Deruba Avdi Hachi. Deruba Avdi means Avodim Hachi Isnu. They have that wonderful status of being a Novomai Kubyusin. Uladas Kane Kone Elkev. Elkev is no fool. He knows that 90% of the guys on the marketplace are not honest engines. Otherwise, why would they be sold as slaves? It must be that they have some sort of criminal background.
Honest Native Americans.
Oh. Ukamisha Kibel Olav Dami. It's as if he was Makabal. In other words, it's implicit. So Alma Bamainas Lena Basar Ruba Vikashal Ishmuel. Shmuel says you don't go basarayv. Here you see that you go basarayv. Tchimdli ozel basarub. You should say kapalga palga. I mean, you should go and say hamoytzuchmer alavarai. What's going on? As we pray tomorrow. So we and before we had a kasha and Rav. Now we're asking kasha and Shmuel. The reason why we're saying yikir lechayr is because you go basarayv and roiv of avodim happen to be kenavim or kabusin. And for tomorrow, going back to tomorrow, lohoi. It's not roiv. Kulu hachi isnu. It's not 90% or 95%. It's 100%. Anybody being sold in the slave market, the reason why he's a slave, because he's a criminal. Everybody knows that. So Ibazoi, Lekiach can't go back and have to say to him, oh, I didn't know.
I'm shocked.
I'm amazed. Amazing. You ever hear the millennials? They always say, amazing. I'm astonished. Don't be shocked. Don't be astonished. Every one of them is like that. So you're not going basarayv, and therefore, no kasha on Shmuel. Mechem, tomorrow we're going to continue right to the kashas on Rav and Shmuel.